This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Kennedy Heights is getting ready to celebrate. After nearly 6 years of planning and construction, the Cincinnati neighborhood is holding the official grand opening of the new Kennedy Heights Cultural Campus next weekend, complete with a ribbon-cutting parade and festival. And here to tell us about the neighborhood and what the new cultural campus will mean to the area are Ellen Muse Lindman, Executive Director of the Kennedy Heights Arts Center, Mary Beth Schneider, Kennedy Heights Montessori Center Executive Director, and Joe Feldhaus, Board Vice Chair of the Kennedy Heights Development Corporation. And Ellen, Mary Beth, and Joe, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
Welcome.
Joe, first tell us a little bit about Kennedy Heights and how the community got its start.
Well, it's a little presumptuous of me. I've been a resident of Kennedy Heights for just 20 years, so we're still newbies. Kennedy Heights was originally the community of LaSantaville and was annexed to the city at some point in time that you'd have to check the history online. To me, the history of Kennedy Heights and the most significant aspects occurred in the late 1950s and 1960s. During that period of time, the city of Cincinnati was being turned upside down with the highway developments. There was an outflow of inner city African Americans moving out into the area. There were practices that I think we've all heard as blockbusting and redlining going on. The Kennedy Heights community, seeing this coming, came together and formed the Kennedy Heights Community Council. It was an organization made up primarily of the churches, African American and white together, trying to preserve their neighborhood. The beauty of Kennedy Heights to me isn't that diversity in our community is accepted or tolerated. It's that it's cherished and loved. That's sort of the background of Kennedy Heights and why our family moved to Kennedy Heights.
And it was a conscious choice that they made as far as diversity.
Oh, absolutely. When we moved to Kennedy Heights, our daughters were 6 and 9 years old. And as they are adults today, the most influential aspect of their life, they say, is growing up in a diverse community. And our family's passion is to preserve this community, to enhance it, and to pass it on to future generations.
Now, where is Kennedy Heights located, Joe?
Well, it's between Pleasant Ridge and Silverton. It's north of I-71. If you're going up the Ridge Road exit, you would go up Kennedy Avenue, and you'd end up in our neighborhood.
Okay. That sounds easy enough.
Yes.
Well, what's the neighborhood like these days?
Well, today the neighborhood is racially and economically integrated. It's one of the, I think, 7 in the city of Cincinnati that makes that claim. We have beautiful housing stock. We have homes with views to downtown Cincinnati. We have wonderful elderly communities. I would say the areas of the community that need the most attention, and the one that we're really here to talk mostly about today, is the business district, the business corridor along Montgomery Road at the corner of Kennedy and Montgomery. The neighborhood has, we went through the foreclosure crisis. We had issues like other neighborhoods did, but we've come through pretty well. We didn't lose too many homes to the foreclosure crisis. But in terms of getting to the point of the Kennedy Heights Cultural Campus, if I may, the property that is involved was, in my day as a young child, a school building. It was torn down at some point in the 60s or 70s and converted into a Kroger store and then a furniture fair, and about 20 years ago went out of business and closed. And it had been sitting vacant. It's at the corner of Kennedy and Montgomery. It's a 30,000 square foot building. And the Cincinnati Public Schools owned the property. There was a decision made whether to make the new community school either in Pleasant Ridge or Kennedy Heights. The decision was made to make it in Pleasant Ridge, which made this property available. Our development corporation, nonprofit, all-volunteer board, identified this property being at the corner of Kennedy Montgomery, the heart of what I'll call our business district, as being something that was going to turn our business district one way or the other. There were proposals to turn it into a warehouse or a self-storage facility. That would have been devastating to the community. We recognized the arts and education in our community as being so important, and Ellen and Mary Beth can talk certainly a lot about that too, that's their mission and the passion of their organizations. But we wanted to get them to enhance that, to create a vibrant community where one, a vibrant business community where one was faltering.
Well, Ellen, tell us about the Kennedy Heights Arts Center and its role in the community.
Sure. Kennedy Heights Art Center was founded 11 years ago by residents. And this was also an example of a building that had sat vacant and was dilapidated and was going to be torn down. This beautiful mansion, originally built in 1875 by a man named Lewis Kennedy. And the neighbors just bound together and said, we can't let this gorgeous building be demolished. And so they came together to form Kennedy Heights Art Center, a nonprofit organization, to acquire the building and to go about the task of renovating it. And since that time, the Art Center has flourished, both as participation has grown, and more than 20,000 people have participated in a wide range of classes and programs in the arts. But also, it's really built this new sense of excitement and vitality to our community, to there, particularly on the Montgomery Road corridor. And so when we had the opportunity to really build on the success that we have built and to expand into this property next door, we were very excited to do so.
And Mary Beth, some background about the Kennedy Heights Montessori Center.
Kennedy Heights Montessori Center was founded in 1965, and it was founded by some moms who wanted to find a nursery school for their children. And so originally it was Kennedy Heights Parent Cooperative Nursery School. And then in 1972, See Home was very excited about Montessori education, so she hired the first Montessori teacher, and that's where the Montessori school began. So we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year, and we're so excited that we're celebrating it in our new home. And we have also been serving 3 to 6 year olds for the past 50 years, and this year we're going to start a toddler program for children who are 24 months old. So that is really something that we're very proud of.
And the new program is because you're going to have this new site at the cultural campus,
exactly.
Right?
We have more space, so now we're able to provide that. We have found that there is a need for a toddler Montessori program in the city. There just aren't any around, or not very many anyway. So we decided that's where we were going to focus our attention for the younger children.
Joe, can you help me picture what the new campus is going to look like?
Sure, but I would like
to... You mentioned
to,
square footage earlier, but yeah, go ahead.
I would like to ask Mary Beth who the two favorite graduates of the Kennedy Heights Montessori School are. My daughters, okay. Elena
Your
and Claudia,
daughters,
of course.
Yes, exactly.
And how many generations have gone through the...
I would say at least 4 that I know of, so maybe 5.
Right. It's a fantastic organization, yep. And something that really drew us to the community as well.
Yeah, 1965, I think?
Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
that was the first year for it, so yes, it has seen quite a few generations, hasn't it, Joe?
It certainly has.
Yeah.
The building is 30,000 square feet. We subdivided it into 3 separate units and created a commercial condominium complex. So the Kennedy Heights Montessori Center owns their commercial condominium. The Kennedy Heights Art Center owns their commercial condominium. There's a third condominium of about 9,800 square feet, and we're looking for the right partner, arts, education, nonprofit, preferred, that could occupy that space. We are looking to, as I said before, to have this center, this campus, create vibrancy in our business community to help spur other development. We also, on the site, it's about 4 acres when we acquired it. We've subdivided it, and there are 2 1-half-acre parcels, one on each of the corners facing Montgomery Road. And those we also hope to have converted or developed into either some sort of housing, maybe multifamily senior housing, or walk-up retail or retail establishments.
Ellen, what's this going to mean for the Arts Center, having this new site? It's an annex to what you already have.
Right.
What kind of programs are you going to be able to offer out of it?
This really allows us to expand our programming into other areas that we've been unable to before. The one downside of being in a historic house is all the rooms are small. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity to teach dance classes or have a theatrical performance was never something we were able to house before. So we're really excited in the wide open spaces of this new Lindner Annex for us. We will have a space that will support performing arts programs, as well as a digital media lab offering classes in photography and video, graphic design, web design, and the like. And we also are providing individual studios for artists, so which are they are already in the building and have begun working. We have a group studio for the Ohio Valley Woodturners Guild, as well as seven individual studios for artists. So, you know, we just really see the benefits of engaging more artists in the community, attracting more creative activity in Kennedy Heights, and opportunities to partner with the Arts Center. So this expansion will more than double the number of people we serve each year and allow us to offer a broad spectrum of arts programming and events.
And the collective, it's a collective for artists, so?
Well, we have a collective for artists, the Kennedy Collective, which is a membership organization, about 50 local artists who meet regularly, and it's a network for them, as well as we have a number of different kinds of workshops and an annual exhibit. The individuals who are renting studio space in our annex are both emerging and very established artists from throughout the greater Cincinnati region. So it is bringing some additional artists to Kennedy Heights who haven't been in our community before. So we're excited about that.
Joe, what's this going to be from a, from an economic development standpoint for Kennedy Heights?
Well, it certainly was, I guess, first and foremost, was a preventative step. If it had gone, if it had turned to like the warehousing or the self-storage that I described before, it would have been devastating to the community. The benefit that it will bring is, I mean, let's think about it. We're going to have the Montessori Center with parents dropping kids off twice a day and coming through. Traffic activity that never occurred before or has not occurred for many decades at this site. The Kennedy Heights Art Center is going to have these art studios. They'll have art shows and exhibitions. They will have people coming in and out. All that drives commerce. All that makes it an attractive place for other businesses, supportive or just feeding off of, to want to open up their shops. There's plenty of opportunity right around this corner of Montgomery Road for development, adaptive reuse, and development of further commercial enterprise.
And you're offering classes from digital photography to Tai Chi. How much reach does the education program have inside and outside the community?
Well, currently we serve about 5,000 people each year, both in classes and programs that we offer at the Art Center and also through partnerships with four Cincinnati Public Schools and a number of other organizations where we offer off-site outreach programs. So and it's a very diverse audience of people we're reaching, all ages, both youth and adults, and different races and economic backgrounds. We have an affordability policy that everyone pays what they can afford. So it's really an opportunity to expand access to the arts for a lot of individuals who maybe haven't had the opportunity to participate. And with this, the expansion into performing arts and digital media, we anticipate that the number of individuals we serve each year will double to about 10,000 per year who will come to take classes, as you mentioned, in Tai Chi or modern dance or hip hop. And they also will come to see a theatrical performance or to come for a family dance night or to hear a jazz musician play. So these are all the different kinds of opportunities. And the other exciting thing about this project for us, being a larger scale, it's 10,300 square feet, this Lindner Annex for us, and the venue that it provides, and the location being really centrally located in the city, is it will really be a magnet for people throughout the region, both suburban and urban populations. It's really easy to get to right off of I-71 and near the interchanges. And so it will give us an opportunity to broaden the geographical distribution of the people we serve and attract more individuals, not only to experience the kinds of programming that Kennedy Heights Art Center can offer, but also to experience the charm of Kennedy Heights. And we think it's about time that more people learned about what a great community it is.
Well, how large is the staff? Is this mostly a volunteer effort from local artists and teachers, or what's it like?
Yes, we have a small staff. We have currently two full-time positions and are just adding a third full-time staff position, and we have a really great group of volunteers. The Art Center was founded by volunteers, and for the first 4 years of operation was entirely run by volunteers. So we have really benefited from this, you know, great community and people who invest a lot of their time and passion at the Art Center. And there's certainly no way that we would have been able to accomplish what we have so far without their efforts.
And Mary Beth, how do you think the Montessori program is going to benefit from this? What's this mean for the future of the school?
Well, for us, we have a lot more visibility. We've kind of been a hidden gem in the woods here. People haven't been able to find us in our previous locations, but now right on Montgomery Road, they'll see us passing by every day. We are centrally located. I mean, we are a full-day program where children can come half-day just for 2.5 hours for their Montessori class. But we serve children from Westchester, Mason, Northside, Eastgate area. Parents are going downtown, and it's convenient to just drop their children off on the way going downtown. We're open from 7 to 6, so we're open for most of the hours that parents are working. And we're just really looking forward to having a full populated school this year.
Having the extra space and the
exactly.
Extra, that's going to help a lot, isn't it? Joe, what do you think the long-term impact is going to be?
Well, I think long term it's going to revitalize or embellish the commercial district in Kennedy Heights, yeah. And I think that does many things for a community. I think it creates jobs, but it also just has this intangible feel good that I live in a community that has worth, and things like the Montessori Center, things like the Art Center. As a neighbor, you feel I have worth. And that is uplifting for a community, and I think something that is going to be very powerful going forward.
Yeah, Ellen and Mary Beth have talked about drawing more attention to Kennedy Heights. You think this is going to help?
Well, we certainly hope so. It is a wonderful neighborhood. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else or raising our children anywhere else, as I've already stated. I think it is a community of incredible housing stock, but most importantly, just great neighbors, just people who really care about one another.
So you got some events to celebrate this coming up. Who wants to tell me about what's coming up next weekend?
I'll take that
one. I think Ellen should.
Ellen?
So on Friday, the 28th, we will be having a ribbon cutting ceremony at 10 a.m. At the campus, and Vice Mayor David Mann will say a few words, and we'll get an opportunity to recognize and thank all of the individuals who have really made this happen. One particular guest of honor will be Robert Lindner, who made a lead gift to our campaign that really made a big difference in bringing this project to life. And folks will be able to take a tour of the Montessori School and the Art Center's new Lindner Annex, and so that will be exciting. And then the next day on Saturday,
this is the really big day, right?
This is the really big day. On Saturday the 29th, we'll be hosting Raise the Heights, a art parade and festival for everyone in the community, and it gives us a chance for us to celebrate as a community and to bring a lot of new folks over to see the campus. The parade will start at 11 a.m. at the corner of Montgomery Road and Ridge, and then continue north up Montgomery Road to the campus, which again is at Kennedy and Montgomery. And so everyone should come out to see the parade. There's a lot of so creative, exciting things that people are putting together for the parade, a lot of groups from the community. And in addition, with some funding from the National Endowment for the Arts, Kennedy Heights Art Center awarded 10 competitive mini-grants to artists who are creating original floats and puppets and all sorts of cool stuff for the parade. So this is not your normal everyday parade. It's going to be quite fantastic. And then following the parade, immediately following from until 5 p.m., we'll be hosting a festival on the campus, and with lots of activities for kids and food trucks and live music all day, dance performances. We'll have artist demonstrations, a lot of different ways that people can get involved and learn more about the campus.
And Mary Beth, you've all been working toward this for 6 years.
Yes, so that,
it's got to be very exciting to reach this point.
It's a dream come true, I would say.
Well, Ellen, Mary Beth, and Joe, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ellen Mies Lindman, who's Executive Director of the Kennedy Heights Arts Center, Mary Beth Schneider, Kennedy Heights Montessori Center Executive Director, and Joe Feldhaus, who's Board Vice Chair of the Kennedy Heights Development Corporation. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Today's show was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Kevin Rawinski. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Science Friday up next on 91.7 WVXU. Greater Cincinnati Foundation uses the power of philanthropy to change the lives of people and communities throughout our region. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll learn about the work of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation and speak with its new president. We'll also hear about the history and mission of the Cincinnati Bar Association, and in Focus on Technology, real-time iPad data makes its way onto the tennis court. That's on Cincinnati Edition, Monday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.